This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Are you ready to be entertained by the Democrats' response to the FISA memo going public, exposing not just the fraud and deception, but the treason of certain individuals inside the FBI, the DOJ, the Clinton team, and the Obama administration? You ready? Ready for the entertainment? So an FBI agent has resigned, and he penned an op-ed that was published by the New York Times. And in that op-ed, he laments the fact that, he says, the FBI is under relentless attack by the White House. Relentless attack. And this is the talking point of the Democrats now, that it's the FBI being unfairly somehow attacked by the White House. As if James Comey, the head of the FBI, didn't do anything wrong. As if we have no right to root out treason inside the government itself. No, according to Democrats, you can never even attack the FBI's own treasonous traitors who are committing felony crimes. So let's apply this to other institutions. Let's say there's a bank manager, and the bank manager is stealing people's money and gold out of their safe deposit boxes. Okay? Same kind of setup. But if you attack the bank manager and call him a criminal and indict him for theft, then you're attacking the institution of banking. Oh, I see. Well, what about if there's a college professor that's raping his students? But if you expose him as a rapist and a criminal, you're attacking the relentless attacks of the institution of universities and higher education. I don't know who that voice is supposed to be, like a weird mix between, I don't know, Bernie Sanders and some angry, I don't know what it's supposed to be. The point is, this is what Democrats are now claiming, that if you dare point out the crimes inside an organization or an institution, that you are at fault. How dare you attack that institution for pointing out the fraud, the corruption, the crimes, and the treason? Oh, you are the bad person now. You see how this works? Isn't it fascinating that there isn't a single Democrat at this point, or prominent one, who has said, yeah, this is wrong. The FBI corruption, they lied, they got a fake warrant to spy on American citizens in violation of the Constitution. They knew that the dossier was paid for largely by the Clinton people. They defrauded the FISA court. They violated the trusts of the American people. They committed multiple felonies. They perjured themselves, at least Comey did, before Congress multiple times. And they committed treason. Democrats don't see anything wrong with that. No, apparently to them, that's totally normal. So when the FBI commits treason and there's a fraudulent operative inside the FBI, that's totally fine with the Democrats, as long as that guy is attacking Republicans. Totally fine. They don't care. They don't have a problem with it. They've already essentially admitted that, because not a single Democrat has come out and said that was wrong for James Comey to do, or Rod Rosenstein, or Sally Yates, or Loretta Lynch. They don't have a problem with any of it. In fact, they're mad that anybody is daring to point out the fraud, the corruption, the collusion, and the treason. That's, according to the Democrats, you're the enemy of America for wanting government operatives to follow the law. Oh, you're the bad person now. So wait a minute. So you mean that a government of the people, by the people, and for the people should have unlimited ability to screw over the people and target the people and spy on the people, and that's okay with the Democrats because you can't criticize the FBI. No matter how corrupt, no matter how awful it gets, you can't criticize it. Huh, this sounds like North Korea. I'm pretty sure I remember a news report of Kim Jong-un using a World War II era 88 millimeter flak cannon to execute a political enemy of his because in North Korea, you can't criticize the dictator, the whatever he's called, the golden one. What, I don't know what they call him. You can't criticize Kim Jong-un at all, no matter how crazy he gets, no matter how much crime he carries out, no matter how many people he rapes or poisons or steals their property or throws them in the gulag. You can't criticize him because that would be an attack on the institution of the North Korean government. All right, that was a little more Bernie there. I'll try to move those impersonations in the direction of Bernie Sanders as we continue, if that's even possible. It's insane. Forget the idea of them ever honoring the law. It's clear at this point. This is what's amazing about all this. That's why this is actually a great day for America. The transparency of what we now know about the Democrats from their reaction to this FISA memo coming out tells us everything we need to know about why we must defeat them at every election, every day, at every opportunity, why they are so incredibly dangerous to any nation that believes it is free. Because the Democrats believe that any criticism of government is somehow anti-American. They believe that government fraud and deception and collusion is perfectly okay. They believe that weaponizing the government to target political enemies is perfectly okay. And they believe that whatever they say becomes a fact by the mere statement of it. That's why they always thought that Obama always told the truth, because according to them, if Obama uttered it, it was true by definition. No one could question Obama. You can't question what the Democrats say, just like you can't question the FBI's methods, because according to the Democrats, the ends justify their means, don't they? It doesn't matter to them if they have to lie, if they have to commit fraud, if they have to commit treason, if they have to wrongfully frame people for crimes they didn't commit, if they have to whip up a fictional dossier with salacious claims, if they have to pay the Russians and British spies to write up these fictional documents in order to try to spin the election or steal the election for Hillary Clinton, to the Democrats, that's all okay. That's all perfectly acceptable to them, well within the bounds of reason. The unreasonable people are saying that someone broke the law. That's unreasonable. You can never say, according to the Democrats, that somebody in the FBI broke the law. Well, then where's the accountability? So wait a second. The same left that hates police loves it when the federal police, which is the FBI, doesn't follow the rules or the law? Huh. So wait a minute. Shouldn't this then just trickle down? Then why can't cops frame people on the streets of Baltimore? Why does the left have a problem with cops fabricating fake evidence against people in, I don't know, St. Louis or Houston or LA for that matter? If this is an acceptable means of prosecuting people at the highest levels of government, i.e. the FBI, why isn't it okay in the minds of the left that local police use the same thing? Yeah. See, Trump isn't the only one who might have a dossier on him. I guess a local cop could come up with a dossier on, you know, Bobby the gangbanger, and then use that to arrest him and use that to get a warrant and use that to convict him. Because the left now says that's totally okay, at least in the FBI. So why do they hate police then? Huh. Isn't that an interesting contradiction? Well, believe me, if local cops were targeting only conservative Christian white males, the left would love unlimited tyranny in that case. It's all about destroying their political enemies. See, to the left, it's never about following the law. It's never about doing what's right. It's about achieving their desired outcome, which is punishing their political enemies no matter what it takes. And that's why the left is so incredibly dangerous and toxic. They are a cancer upon this nation. They would destroy all political enemies if they could, so that they could install their own totalitarian left-wing regime. They want to turn America into a kind of North Korea or a kind of communist Russia under Stalin, or a kind of communist China under Mao, post-communist revolution, or cultural revolution. This is what they want. The left is out of control. They are incredibly dangerous, and they are willing to do anything to achieve their political goals. They don't care who they have to imprison, who they have to kill, what lies they have to tell, what fraud they have to carry out. And if you criticize them, then you are in the wrong, according to them. Because how dare you point out their fraud and corruption? How dare you? How dare you demand that the FBI follow the law? You must have something wrong with you if you think that government should respect the civil rights of the American people. Something is wrong with you if you believe that, according to the left. That's how bad it has now become in America. Listen to more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. You can also read my articles at naturalnews.com and trump.news. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.